Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are hard.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ruth King. We're talking about how to not take yourself down by doing things that will get you into trouble. Lost leaders, Ruth. I'm not going to say that lost leaders should never ever be used, but you just got to realize how expensive they are. You've got to have a budget. You got to have a plan for it. I mean, if it's a serious tactical, and we say lost leader, we don't mean, you know, deceiving the customer, just, you know, something to get them in the door. Kids eat half off is a lost leader type of thing, right? In your restaurant,
right?
To get the parents,
but everybody
to come
else in. Makes up for it. The thing is that if you want to do this, you know, and it's like you're introducing a new product or a new service or something like that, you have to make it very, very, very clear that this is an introductory offer. The regular price is normally this.
Right.
And
right.
After X date, it's going to that price. If you don't do that, they're going to expect it. They're not going to know. Your customers can't read your mind. Your customers don't know what your costs are.
When you lower your costs like that, you're basically saying to them, this is the real value of our goods.
Right. I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to say, this is an introductory offer so that you can test out our product. Normally the product sells for this, or normally mm-hmm. the service sells for this. And after, you know, if we're doing it today, let's say after July 15th, the price goes back up to normal. And somebody will still ask you for the discounted price after that. And you need to make a decision whether you're willing to lose money on that customer or not.
Isn't the lost leader for a small business evidence that a business doesn't really, a small business really doesn't know why people do business with them? People don't do business with a small business to save money. If they do, then you got the wrong customers. You need to find customers
exactly.
who will pay you your margins, your price to get your margins, because what you're doing for them is something nobody else can do. That's the way to stay in business as a small business. What do you think, Ruth?
I think so, and you have to be creative about it. You have to understand what your customer wants, not necessarily what they need, and satisfy those wants, which eventually will satisfy their needs, and do it creatively in a way that nobody else is doing it. If you follow down the same path as everybody else does, Bill Glazer just wrote a book called Outrageous Marketing, and one of his comments in his book is that if you market like everybody else, is the new definition of insanity,
because
mm-hmm. you can't beat your competition. Market like creatively market, do things that nobody else is doing that will get your attention to your target audience. And if your competitors are doing it one way, go find another way to do it to get their attention.
Well, see, I know people right now who are wondering if they're charging too much. And when I talk to them, these are businesses that I know. And when I talk to them, I say, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a newsletter? Are you collecting email from your customers? No, I'm not. Well, what about this? What would you say if I tell them this? What would you say if I told you that you wouldn't have to discount anything if you would just collect email from your customers and say, can I send you a reminder once a week? All of them will let you do that.
Once a month.
99 out of 100 will let you do that. And once a week, once a month, you say, hey, this little Asian place around the corner from me. I love to cook Asian food. And all she'd have to do is send me a note, say, hey, the bok choy's in. Because it's not on my way home. If I don't know the bok choy's in, then I don't go by there. But you know what? Guess what? I don't even know what she charges for bok choy. I just know I want it.
Yeah, and you go pay for it.
That's exactly right. And if she's and what does it cost her to get an email out? Almost nothing. And she could raise her prices and I'd pay it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's the thing small business owners miss is they get the Walmart mentality in their head, as you call it, the supermarket mentality, and all they got to do is do what you said earlier, and that is just find out all the things you can about your customers, find out what they want,
and satisfy those needs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ask for referrals.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And then you make your margins, and you make lots of business, lots of money, and you don't care what Amazon does. Hey, Ruth, I need your website. Tell us about it, please, quickly.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
All right. And how many videos there?
500 and something.
Wow. It's great, folks. Check it out. And the new book, the Ugly Truth About Cash and the Courage to Be Profitable, are the top books in the world every business owner needs to know. Ruth King, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to do it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.